This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks. If it'll fire. Okay. I swear it's brought.
What would you call a gun shop that sold out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
You would not believe what they keep in stock. ReactiveGunworks.com. Go check them out. Now, let us shift from the legal to the tactical. And let's make that the cerebral tactical. There's nothing worse than a thinking man that can kill you a bunch of different ways. Enter Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Well, it's going better. I never explained. Aaron was going to be with me last night. I was supposed to be here last night. And I bought a car at 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon, Aaron.
Okay.
And at 6, I still have not been through the business office. And I was raising the roof. And when I knew I wasn't going to make it, that's why I got a hold of you.
That sounds par for course when it comes to buying a car, sadly.
Yeah, but the car's bought and I am here today. You have been rather out. I love it when a tactical instructor who actually knows the mechanics of the craft gets out there and throws some political stuff out there. This reaction to this heinous act, the reaction from the liberals, has sort of incensed you, hasn't it?
It's a little upsetting. I'm very passionate about the Second Amendment. I'm very passionate about the Constitution, not just the Second Amendment. I love my First and my Fourth and my Fifth and my Sixth and all the others just as much. And of course, you know, there's the cliche, but cliche that it's true. Second protects the rest. And I do believe that. But this situation, I knew as soon as it happened that they were, I wouldn't say I predicted it, but I expected it to happen. I expected there to be a clash of ideologies on the progressive side. I'm not going to use the word liberal because I consider liberals to be a different kind of person. I'm thinking more progressives, the social justice at any cost movement.
Socialists.
Well, yeah. The socialists are definitely part of that movement, but it's the safe spaces and don't hurt my feelings crowd. So the shooting happened, and immediately it was about the guns. And I guess that, you know, we shouldn't really be surprised that that's going to happen. But no one wanted to talk about the fact that it's a gun-free zone, you know. Be it private property says you can't bring firearms in here, that's one thing. But the problem we have in this country, one of the problems we have in this country, especially those of us who take responsibility for our own lives and carry a firearm so we can defend ourselves, we have these government-mandated gun-free zones, be it your state, your local, your federal government says you can't bring a gun here. But when they say that, they provide no additional layer of protection. So I'm expected to enter this area, and the only way I can enter it lawfully is unarmed. But I am afforded, in most cases, no additional protection whatsoever. I was speaking with a peer of mine, and he brought up the point of organized sports, like a football game or a baseball game, major league sports. He's like, well, there's metal detectors. You know, some games have metal detectors. He's like, well, there's cops there, too. I was like, yeah, but the cops aren't there for you. They're there to protect the players. That's why they're on the field.
The now, as far as I know, okay,
yeah.
As far as I know, in Florida, the reason that was a gun-free zone is because it serves alcohol. Which is archaic. It's archaic, especially coming from South Carolina. See, it only just got, folks, to where Aaron can come to my state and carry his gun, and I can go to Aaron's state and carry my gun legally, because I exist in a very archaic state as well. Aaron doesn't. Mm-hmm. I do. However, this, you know, this patchwork that we have where what is a gun-free zone in some places is not a gun-free zone in other places, that's going to be, I'm waiting to see. I was talking about this in the other segment. You're talking about how they don't provide any security. I'm waiting for somebody to get sued over that one.
You know, I was actually thinking about that myself, and I was going to talk to one of the more 2A savvy lawyers that I know, just to ask him if he's ever been approached or had a conversation about it with his colleagues. I think that you would actually have a really strong case. It can be, you know, just a simple gross negligence or a simple negligence on the part of the government to say that we're going to disarm you arbitrarily in this open public space, and we're going to provide no additional level of security while we do that. And me and you both know, and all your listeners know, that gun-free zones don't keep out criminals. So they're creating, and of course we say soft target, and we say it, and we say it, and we say it, and we say it, and we don't get through to anybody. And then people get killed in one of these gun-free zones, and we immediately are attacked. Our entire community and our Second Amendment is attacked as, well, we need to regulate these guns. And now they're trying to add, you can't buy firearms if you're on the no-fly list, which is a joke, because the no-fly list is not due process. You do not require, there's no hearing that takes place before someone gets added to the no-fly list. Same with the terrorist watch list. Having worked in law enforcement, I know how easy it is to add someone to either one of those lists and how hard it is to get yourself off of it. So I guess we just have to, you know, hurry up and wait until this thing slowly grinds its way through the political process. But the Democrats are filibustering right now, trying to add this gun provision into a spending bill as we speak.
Yeah, that part of it, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if they've decided to hold up the Department of Justice funding bill. Now, if they don't fund the Department of Justice, I guess that means Loretta Lynch can go home. And
she's probably considered essential personnel, so she'd have to work without pay.
Ah, well, she is part of the executive branch, but as far as that goes, I don't care if she has to work without pay. I'm good with that. This is not the thing. As far as I'm concerned, they can keep talking until January.
Yeah, this will affect your Bureau of Prisons and your Federal Bureau of Investigation and other law enforcement agencies, and then your administrative. So anyone who's a sworn officer underneath the DOJ will still have to work. They just won't get paid for it. Before I left the Department of Justice 2 years ago, I went through that, where we had basically that, I think it was like a 4 or 5 week gap, maybe a month, where we didn't get paid, but we still had to go to work.
That's not good.
Seems like forever ago.
That's not good. When we get back, you look at things like how this wound affects somebody, how this wound affects that other people. And I don't want to necessarily talk about wounds. I say that because you are a thinking tactical instructor. You're not just about the mechanics. You're about the why. I want to talk about the nightmare scenario.
Okay.
That this sort of throws open. Sage Dynamics. How would people find Sage Dynamics?
Instagram and Twitter at Sage Dynamics, one word. Stagedynamics.org. And also on Facebook. If you just Google Sage Dynamics, you should be able to find all the social media and the email and the class schedules and things of that nature.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique.
The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
the weapons you want without any delays.
Truly, I mean, it's an unbelievable place to go if you're looking for some of the stuff you'd see there didn't even know existed, and it is very.
He's got a very impressive shop.
Yeah. Well, you've probably been to it, haven't you?
Well, I've seen pictures, but I'll be out there. He's hosting me for a class in July. I'm out there to do a vehicle class, so I'll definitely be hanging around in the shop when I go out there.
So you'll be going to Salt Lake City?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've always wanted to go to Salt Lake City. I'm still waiting on the long gun to come, and then me and you got to shoot video. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself here, and we don't need to be talking to a shop. In the nightmare scenario, which I'm sure you've seen it would be sort of a pre-coordinated attack occurring, you know, in various locales, you know, say somewhere in Atlanta, it would happen at Lenox Square, then it would happen somewhere else, then it would happen somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take law enforcement and divvy them up. They're not really going to know how to react to this because they're going to be sort of out of their element.
Yeah, definitely. Now,
There's a lot of people that are saying that it's going to take, in order to quell that, to finally quell it, a military presence, and that up to the point to where the military presence is introduced, it's going to be cops and civilians fighting these guys just to be able to hold them at bay. Does that sound reasonable to you, or what do you think?
It depends on what exactly we're talking about. If you look at the low-tech attacks that we see in the Middle East and in Europe, if they were to coordinate a number of those attacks here in the U.S., they could definitely spread chaos and mass confusion and quickly overwhelm law enforcement just based on sheer numbers. And there's always the reaction lag. You see the reaction lag every time someone calls 911 when there's a shooting, and definitely in the cases when there's an active shooting, if you want to use that term. The initial officers that are en route, they know it's a shooting. Maybe initially they just get the call as a disturbance or as a 911 hang up, and then they're fed information as they get there. The closer they are to the scene, the less information they have when they arrive. The officers coming further away get more of the story because it takes time for the dispatchers to get that information out to them. So you've got a reaction lag, and by the time the police department realizes, like, this may take 2, it may take 5, it may take 10, it may take 15 minutes, they're like, okay, well, we need to dedicate SWAT. We need to start rolling more officers. We need to call people in from their days off. We need to pull guys that are out of court. We got to get all the cops we can and send them where they need to be. That reaction can take 45 minutes. It can take 3 hours. It can take 6 hours to get everybody stood up. The military is going to take much, much longer.
Right.
Even a stationed QRF like they run out of in Georgia anyway, out of Fort Stewart of the Sea Smurf guys, you're looking at best case scenario 12 hours to respond, and those guys are, some of them, they may be trained up in urban policing techniques, but it's highly unlikely.
Yeah, that will be the introduction of blunt instruments into that arena when that happens, right?
Yes, sir. Now, of course, there could be, you know, JCTF elements, or, you know, you've got certain units that work within JSOC that are very well versed in urban combat. But you're talking like absolute worst case, like Michael Bay level scenarios, which we haven't seen in the U.S., but it's entirely possible.
What do you think about the civilian element up to that point? I mean, they'll be the first ones on the scene.
I think it's going to vary largely by region. I think in the South that there would be, I'm not going to say organized because it wouldn't be organized, at least not initially. It may take quite some time to be organized if it ever gets to that point, but there would be a civilian response. There would be people who generally wanted to help, to include people who are already there. I mean, just statistically speaking, you go to any place in Atlanta that's not a quote-unquote gun-free zone mandated by the government, your likelihood of having CCWs there is high. So I think it would really depend on what kind of target these guys chose, and they're not stupid. They're going to choose soft targets. They're going to choose areas that are historically gun-free zones or that are highly non-permissive environments for firearms because that just makes the best target.
Do you think it is like, I mean, If I had to forecast where this would happen, I would say New York City. New York City or Washington, D.C.?
Well, New York City is very unarmed, but the New York ESU is not. New York and D.C. are two of the cities that have full-time SWAT response teams that literally just patrol, like regular police officers. But they don't do regular law enforcement duties. Their whole job is to respond to emergencies. Your biggest cities in the U.S., any city that's over 1.5 million in population for its metro area is going to have a full-time SWAT team. And those teams, the size of the team varies by the size of the actual city. Atlanta has a full-time SWAT team. It's actually quite a large one. It's just not strategically placed. They got it way down south instead of in the heart of the city where it should be.
Well, I mean, just thinking in terms of logistics, in order to get them to where, are they going to be introduced by air? They got helicopters to get them there? Are they going to put them in cars? What are they going to do with that?
That's going to vary by team. I know Atlanta has air assets. New York's ESU has air assets. And again, I'm not a subject matter expert on all SWAT teams, but I just know from guys that I've interacted with or people I've had through classes and things like that, or just things that I've, you know, learned during my full-time law enforcement career. Spending time when I trained with other SWAT teams when I was a SWAT officer myself, that they have plans in place to respond to certain things like this, but physical distance is still a existing factor that you can't overcome because you don't know where the attack's going to be. So when the attack takes place, you just have to use whatever assets you have in place and get there as soon as you can, and then hopefully you're able to deal with the situation. I mean, Orlando, it's a pretty large city. I'm not sure if they have a full-time SWAT. I think their SWAT is collateral duty. I could be wrong on that, but I mean, they had an emergency entry team in place pretty quickly, but it's still, they had to grind those gears, and it took, you know, what the media is reporting, it took them 3 hours before they did an explosive and a vehicle breach.
Right. Coming up on the next break, my guest is Aaron Cowan. In addition to training people how to fight with a gun and the how and the why and all the other stuff, he is a writer. Where's some of the stuff that you write?
These days, most of my articles are being driven over to Breach Bang Clear or Recoil Web. I got some new stuff coming down the pipe. I'm sitting on some articles I've finished. I just got to get the photography done for them. Those will be on either Recoil Web or Breach Bang Clear. Or one of them may show up in an actual Recoil magazine. I haven't decided what I'm going to go for yet.
Well, I hope it does end up in Recoil. In any event, we'll be right back. My guest is Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
All right. Welcome back. More tactical hijinks coming up. But coming to you from live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com
for weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique place to go. Reactive Gunworks. Go check them out. Say hello to Andrew. Tell him I sent you. Definitely tell him I sent you. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics. Now, you published something on Facebook, or maybe it was Twitter, I don't know. It was in social media, where you're out there talking about carry all the time.
Yeah, I did the video Sunday on gun-free zones, but the message was carry everywhere.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question, especially for me, because I want to carry everywhere. I do want to carry everywhere, but I've recently taken up some stuff to where it's part of it. It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And you might know where to go. And there's plenty of people out there that may be doing some of this stuff, and I'm going to bring it up because I do not believe that I am exceptional, but I do have a couple of issues right now. I've taken up bike riding.
Okay.
Now, if I had my way to ride my bike, I would have a holster of some sort that would be sort of like a harness that fit over my body that put the gun on the front of my body really close, and I could put it under my shirt, and it would just be breaking the outline of the gun. Sort of like one of those, one of those concealed carry T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do not even know if anybody makes something like
that. Yeah, there's a few of those out there. I haven't taken a really close look at one because it's just not something that was on my radar. But I
right.
have people here, and I want to say high threat concealment. I could be wrong. I know I've seen a couple different offerings for basically it's a modular system that you can put a Kydex type holster on for whatever handgun, popular handgun. Well, it's Kydex, so probably whatever handgun, unless it's something really rare, like Glock or M&P. Obviously, you're
gonna right.
Your popular brands, but I'm fairly certain there's more than a few people who make that.
I might have to look into that, but what I'm saying is that one of the things that I'm doing, like I took a Maxpedition bag and ripped all of the molly off of it, and everything on it mm-hmm. said Maxpedition to make it look not like a Maxpedition bag, which sort of screams gun, because
yeah,
it does have a pouch in it that conceals a handgun, mm-hmm. and that's what I've been wearing, and it sort of makes me look like a really low rent bike messenger, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that method of carrying a gun?
I think if that's the way you got to do it, that's the way you got to do it. I mean, there's always been people who look down on or speak against off-body carry, I guess is the term you want to call it. But if the bag is on your person and you practice your draw stroke and you're knowledgeable about the pros and cons of carrying in a bag, I mean, women have been carrying in purses for, ever. They're carrying less and less in purses now just because, handguns have finally caught up with common sense when it comes to certain things. But I don't have a problem with it. I think as long as you're knowledgeable with it, you understand the risks versus the rewards, then, yeah, go forth and conquer.
Well, I'm looking. The problem I have with the bag is that I like to carry mm-hmm. a camera everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And the bag that I have is not going to carry the camera.
Well, yeah, the biggest problem I've always had with the Maxpedition bags is they don't really have any give to them because they have that waterproof coating on them, so they never technically, I guess, break in. They always have that stiff feel to them.
Yep.
There's some other bags out there that would fill the same role.
Well, I'm actually looking at some of the Bike Messenger stuff because the Bike Messenger stuff exists in the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it exists. Most of these guys buy one and they're done. And, they might keep the same one for years and years and years until it falls apart. And I'm just thinking it's probably tough enough to do it. And I'm just trying to figure out a way to maybe, I don't know, get some loop sewn to it on the inside to where I could put something in there and it would actually secure it because I don't want it moving around or anything. That's the big problem. I don't want to move it around. I don't want the trigger guard exposed.
Yeah, you could actually reach out to Darren with Extreme Gear Labs. He custom builds all kinds of different stuff. Custom gear is kind of like his thing. And I'm sure you could send him an existing bag and he could make the modifications you wanted, or he could probably build you one from scratch.
I'm writing this down. Extreme Gear Labs. You'll have to send me his contact information.
Sure thing.
I will definitely look into that. Because I want to do something like that, and at the same time, when I'm working, when I'm riding the bike, I'm wearing either workout wear or something else. I'm very deep into the rehab part of it. I look better now than I did when I saw you at the NRA convention. I don't know how you thought I looked then, but I've lost.
That's good to hear, though. I'm glad you've recovered to the point where you can get out there and get physical again. That's awesome.
Well, when we do finally do the stuff we're going to do, I don't want you to be like, all right, now, Bill, we're going to go take off like that. And then you take off, and then the camera follows you, and then you're just sort of standing there like, well, we're waiting on Bill to catch up with us. Let me talk about some other things that I do here at Sage Dynamics. We have a great smoothie bar at Sage Dynamics, and, I don't want that to be the case. In order for me to execute the kind of stuff I want to do, I've got to get – I'm never going to get back – How old are you?
34, 34, 35, something like that. I always forget, honestly.
Okay. Well, I would give parts of certain very important systems of mine to be 34, 35 again. That's not going to happen, so I've got to be the best I can at 55. And so that part of it is very much in play. As far as a... and we got a couple of minutes left, and I want to cover this. As far as a weapon to carry nowadays in this mm-hmm. 21st century setup, I have been advocating and saying carry the biggest thing that holds the most ammo and reloads for that biggest thing that carries the most ammo that you can carry and conceal.
Yep.
So totally what? Agree. So what? I mean, you know, my smallest thing I will carry is a Glock 19.
Mm-hmm. I occasionally carry a Glock 26, but it's only when I have to dress around the gun. Those rare occasions when I gotta, you know, get dressy. But again, it's environment dependent, but my 99% of the time I'm carrying an agency, a Glock 19, their field edition. Carry 16 in the gun, and my spare magazine is a 20 rounder, and I have a backpack, kind of like a sling bag that's in the truck. Whenever I'm out and about, I take it out of the truck at night, and it's got a folding 10.5 inch in it.
Now, is this your ghost? Aren't you a gray ghost aficionado?
It's a Grey Ghost bag. That particular rifle does have a Grey Ghost upper on it. Just because at the time they didn't the law folder would not work with the PWS bolts, so I went with one of my DI guns. Nothing wrong with that. The Grey Ghost is a great upper. It's got a Noveski lower on it, but that's my truck gun, quote unquote.
All right. Coming up on the last break, when we get back, we're going to continue on the recommendations as far as what to carry. We're also going to talk about how to carry it, because that is very important as well.
Yes,
Sage Dynamics, your class schedules are up. You go places to train people. You're out there. You're rapidly rising.
I'm on a break this weekend, but then it's most of July is all vehicle classes. I got a vehicle class coming up in Texas the end of this month, and then on in all over the country.
Roger that. We'll be right back. My guest, Aaron Cowan. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works.
Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gun Works seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique gun store. Joining me again one more time is Aaron Cowan of Sage Dynamics. Now, I think we sort of established what kind of guns we think everybody should be carrying right now. And why? Why are we talking about carrying guns like this? Double stacks?
Well, you want to carry the most gun possible. And that's one of those, I guess, colloquial statements that people use. But the point is you want more chances per magazine to stop the threat. Accuracy is important, obviously, and there have been plenty of self-defense encounters that have ended in two or three or four rounds. And then there's some that have taken far, far more than that. Since you can't predict the future and know the situation in which you'll have to use your firearm, it's better to hedge your bets on higher magazine capacity.
Plus, I mean, how many people are really good at reloading?
Well, I think it's something that we all do, but most people, I can say most. I think most people haven't done it under any kind of real stress. Like, because, you know, range stress is one thing. You know, if you take a class, maybe the instructor's yelling at you, if that's his thing, whatever. That's self-induced stress. You're letting it get to you to a certain degree. It's not actual real life sympathetic nervous system activation type stress.
That is, and that's a very important distinction, isn't it? I mean,
I believe so. I see it in my simulations classes a lot, where somebody will be quite proficient at something on the square range, and then in their first or second or maybe fifth or 15th force-on-force scenario, they'll make what some people would consider a novice mistake on the range. But they'll make it during a scenario. Like every now and then I have guys that go to reload and they'll go to draw their spare magazine and they'll end up, you know, fumbling with it, throwing it across the room. And then they're, you know, chasing an empty mag or chasing the magazine across the floor, which would be funny in any other situation, I guess. But it's a sobering moment to realize that your proficiency is completely based on the situation and how the situation allows you to be proficient.
Now let's talk holsters.
Okay.
how you carry your gun is going to, I mean, like, me carrying the gun in a bag means that I have to take the bag and unclip the retention clip that's keeping it from pivoting around. I have to unclip that so it can then pivot around. Then I have to unzip it. Then I have to draw it. I have to have it at an angle to where when I do draw it with my strong hand, it's ready to go with my strong hand. And that's a whole lot of that's not very economic as far as introducing a gun into a gunfight. What is a better setup for a holster? Which is a better way to go with a holster? What kind of holster do you use?
I use I'm currently carrying in a Guncraft. I like the Guncraft a lot. They're hard to get. Just because, you know, he's way behind on orders. I carry Appendix, not because it's my necessarily preferred method of carry, but if I carry inside the waistband at the hip, it aggravates my sciatic nerve. I guess it's a sign of getting old or, you know, pre-existing injuries from my life. So I carry Appendix. I carry my spare ammunition Appendix regardless. Now, when I'm in duty gear, when I put in my reserve law enforcement time, I obviously carrying a duty holster on the hip. My personal advice to anyone, especially for a concealed carry, is carry the gun in a place where it can be accessed from any position, be it standing, seated, laying, you can at least reach the gun with both hands, just in case.
What do you think of small of the back?
I don't like it. And the reason being, just in my experience with weapon retention training, that's probably the most inconvenient place to have your gun if you get into a physical altercation. And that if you're actually, you know, especially for women, but men as well, if you get knocked on your back and the bad guy gets on top of you, it can be virtually impossible to get to that gun.
I had not thought of that. That's distressing for me. I like small of the back because I can carry anything back there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
it is convenient for that.
And it also works for me in the car. It works better for me than on my strong side of my hip. I don't know why. It just does. Maybe it's because I had scoliosis that was never treated. Any particular pick on ammo to load your gun with?
I go back and forth just based on the data I get in vehicle classes between 124 grain gold dot and 147 HST. I'm currently, and I have been for a few months now, sticking with the 124 grain gold dot, the original gold dot, not the G2 stuff, the generation 2 round that they have out now. That round's too new for me to trust it.
So you're not using RIP ammunition?
Absolutely not. All right, I don't like putting gimmicks in my guns.
That's interesting. I've heard a lot of people that for some reason think that's the way to go.
No, I mean, they made a really snappy video that looks really cool, but when you actually critically think about what you're watching and how you're watching the round perform on ballistic gel, you're like, wait a minute, that goes against everything bullets are supposed to do. So I got a hold of some myself and shot various things with it, and you'd be better off with a 22.
All right. As we get ready to go away, we got a few minutes left. What about the long gun? Do you still carry a oh my gosh bag?
I got the backpack that I mentioned. It's got a medical blowout kit, and then there's a blowout kit in the truck also, you know, your trauma gear and you know, it's just some basic stuff like, you know, I keep water in the vehicle and, you know, a thermal blanket and your just general, just prudent roadside safety stuff. Depending on where I'm going, there might be a plate carrier might get thrown in there. It's not in there all the time. As far as rifle rounds go for the AR platform, I'm using 75 grain Hornaday Boatail hollow points. I've had really good luck with those on for vehicle ballistics, and they perform really well on intermediate barriers. So I think it's a good solid round. But I like the 77 grain Black Hills and the 64 grain Gold Dot when I can find it.
You need to go to ammunitiondepot.com.
I do, and see if they have some stock, because it's a hard round to find, because it's the same round that the BORTAC uses, Border Patrol Police. So they order, you know, millions of rounds from what the internet tells me, but realistically they order enough and they shoot it a lot, so that's probably where it all goes.
I myself sort of like Corban, but I don't, you know.
Corban's a good round. It's one of the. Depending on which specific round you're talking about, the power.
Well, I'm thinking about the Glazer safety slug.
Yeah, I stay away from those just because of vehicle concerns. You know, I just see so much body ballistics in car classes, and since I'm going to be in or around vehicles a lot, I tend to stay away from them. But if your life's a little bit more pedestrian, it's a pretty decent round to choose to chamber.
I just like the idea that it doesn't exit.
Yeah.
So anyway, that having said all of that, So your schedule right now? You're sort of taking some time off, and then next month.
Well, I got this weekend off. I try to take one weekend off a month, but then I'm in I'm in Texas. I got a full, that class is full. I got a vehicle class out there next weekend, or I should say weekend after the one coming up, the weekend of the, my calendar's not working. It is. Okay, here we go. So I am in Texas on the 25th, 26th, and then I am in Asheville, Ohio for another vehicle class. The 9th and 10th, that's in between Columbus and Cincinnati. After that, I'm headed to Great Meadows, New Jersey, the 16th and 17th for another vehicle class. And the weekend after that, I am in Salt Lake City, Utah for the 23rd and 24th for another vehicle class.
There you go.
So July is all vehicle class.
Very good, sir. Thank you for taking the time to join me. Stay safe. I will talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
Folks, we'll do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.